Tom Z. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Al Friedman, F-R-E-E-D-M-A-N. This is 4198 State Highway 147, Lake Almanor, California, 96137-530-2583-9358. ID is XXX XXX 8136. Date of birth is 3/24/1954, 66-year-old, divorced man. The clinical indication is history of weakness and tremor in the upper extremities. This is addressed to Juanita, J-U-A-N-I-T-T-A, O-W-U-S-U-A-B-O-R-A-H-P-A-C, Family Practice. And then the address is capital N, capital R, capital H, capital C, Susanville, Suite B, 1850 Spring Ridge Drive, Susanville, California, 961306. 530-251-5000, 530-257-8232, fax. Dear Juanita Abora, Al Friedman was seen for his initial examination here on November 16, 2023. New paragraph. He had completed a neuromedical evaluation with Dr. Karen Garnass, G-A-R-N-A-S-S-M-D, at Catalyst Neuromedical Center in Redding, California, where electrodiagnostic testing was completed. Showing systemic sensory motor peripheral neuropathy of moderate severity, superimposed bilateral median neuropathy of both wrists, moderately severe, right greater than left, and bilateral ulnar neuropathies at the elbow, moderate on the right, severe on the left, with no evidence of cervical disease. New paragraph. As you may remember, he was initially referred with concerns about his hands and with clinical findings of bradycardia, tremor in both hands, peripheral neuropathy, and diabetic neuropathy with macular edema and a peripheral neuropathy. New paragraph. His initial laboratory testing at Seneca Hospital showed hypocalcemia and an elevated hemoglobin A1C, for which further diabetic treatment is clearly indicated. His lipid studies were in the near normative range. The remainder of the chemistry panel looked normal. He had a high serum testosterone level. A previous hemoglobin A1C in February of 2023 was slightly greater than 7. New paragraph. His clinical examination at his first evaluation showed a moderate physiologic appearing tremor, for which I gave him a prescription of propranolol. Milligram tablets, which he's increased to 2 tablets several times a day, up to 3, with resolution of his tremor. New paragraph, today he has no tremor symptoms or inducible neuromuscular resistance. New paragraph. I also gave him a lab slip for more comprehensive laboratory testing for causes of a polyneuropathy, which he has yet to complete. New paragraph, we discussed getting this done at Seneca Hospital, where they can take 1 tube of blood at a time. New paragraph, we are going to schedule him for reevaluation in several months as he moves forward with continued treatment and completion of his laboratory testing. New paragraph, he will, of course, require primary care follow-up for continued evaluation and treatment of his diabetes. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when he returns and sign with my professional signature.